Both racism and obesity are significant problems independent of one another. But as Yvette Cozier, assistant professor of epidemiology at Boston University, suggests, these issues are intertwined in the lives of some African-American women.
Approximately half of African-American women are currently classified as obese, and it is estimated that 70% will be obese by 2020. Racism is a form of stress that African-Americans experience more than any other group. In animal and human studies, chronic exposure to stress can result in dysregulation of important neuroendocrine functions, which can in turn influence the accumulation of body fat. We conducted an analysis of perceived racial discrimination in relation to the incidence of obesity in the Black Women's Health Study, a longitudinal study of 59,000 African American women aged 21 to 69 followed since 1995. Throughout follow-up, participants completed biennial questionnaires providing data on many factors, including demographics, behaviors, and height and weight. Most adult weight gain occurs before middle age, so we restricted the analyses to women under the age of 40 at the beginning of follow-up. Participants were asked to rate the frequency of everyday experiences of racism, such as receiving poor service in restaurants and stores, and lifetime racism, such as being treated unfairly because of their race on the job, in housing, or by the police. Women in the highest category of reported everyday racism in both 1997 and 2009 were 69% more likely to become obese compared to those in the lowest category at both intervals. Women who reported more lifetime racism were also at increased risk of obesity. These results suggest that experiences of racism contribute to the high prevalence of obesity among African American women. Workplace and community-based programs to combat racism and interventions to reduce racism-induced stress could be an important component of strategies for prevention of obesity, especially in communities at high risk.
That was Yvette Cozier of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.